For most people, most of the time, a change in the federal tax code is hard to feel. Your take-home pay goes up a few bucks or down a few bucks, depending on the change. But for many American families, a child tax credit last year made a significant difference. Their income put them below the federal poverty line, and the tax credit moved them above it. 61 million children benefited between July and December from payments as much as $300 per month. Now the credit is over and not renewed, so NPR's Corey Turner asks what, if anything, it accomplished.
There are two kinds of answers to that question. One comes from taking a cold, hard look at the data, and the other comes from listening. So before we get to the data, here are half a dozen parents, all living on $30,000 a year or less, explaining what these monthly payments meant to them.
I was elated. The water bill is a little high this month. Thank God I got this extra $300.
Me and my son could go get fast food without making sure, like, I didn't hit the negative balance.
Underwear, socks, school supplies, three or four bills. There's, like, more groceries in the house.
Pay for gas. Anything my son needed for school.
The aftercare at my son's school so that I could pick him up when I was done with my school.
I used my child tax credit to pay my bad gas bill. Pay my rent before, medicine if needed.
Medically, because of her feet, she needs certain shoes.
So I was being thrown a lifeline that I desperately needed so that I could graduate, so that I can get a job, so that maybe we'll be a bit more stable.
That was Jess Hudson, who lives near San Francisco, Tysa Rose in Fargo, North Dakota, Laverne Riddick of Philadelphia, Odessa Davis of Silver Spring, Maryland, and Joelle Barron in Minnetonka, Minnesota. As for the data, they echo much of what we just heard. Multiple analyses found that low-income families overwhelmingly spent the money on basic needs, with food topping the list, followed by utilities and housing, clothing, and school costs. Or, as Tysa Rose, the mother in Fargo, told me,
"No one is really trying to live like the Kardashians. You know, we're just trying to sustain."
The data suggest food insufficiency also dropped by a quarter. That's when, over the course of a week, a family doesn't have enough to eat, either sometimes or often. One of the biggest differences between this expanded child tax credit and the more limited benefit it replaced is that the old version had a hole in it. Millions of children did not qualify to receive the full benefit because their families didn't earn enough money. Many of the kids who needed help the most got the least. Well, this short-lived expansion closed that hole, and according to the data, made a big dent in child poverty.
Monthly child tax credit payments have an effect by the end of their 6 months, reduced child poverty in the U.S. by about 30%.
Megan Curran is policy director at the Columbia University Center on Poverty and Social Policy. She says her team's work, along with other researchers studying the data, make pretty clear.
The expanded child tax credit has been a very good thing for children and families.
And what of the fear voiced by some of the benefits opponents that a monthly check would entice parents to work less?
$500 a month isn't enough for me to quit looking for a job. I can't live on that.
Jess Hudson, a mother of two, says it was enough, though, to cover aftercare for her 10-year-old son so she could get her undergraduate degree.
It was enough to give me childcare help so that I could finish school, so that I could get a job, so that I can participate in the economy in the ways that I want and need to do.
And Curran at Columbia says the data show no evidence of parents dropping out of the workforce. One last data point worth mentioning is cost. The price tag for this expansion is about $100 billion a year more than the old version. One reason Republicans and a few moderate Democrats are now refusing to extend it. Meanwhile, researchers warn much of this good news for children and families will likely evaporate as quickly as the benefit did. Corey Turner, NPR News.